So let's review. Today's daf began with a story about Rabbami and Rabasi, who were preparing the wedding of Reb Eliezer. While they were busy with the preparations, Reb Eliezer went to learn in the Beis Medrash. Later, when he returned, he told them of a brisa that had been taught that day. If someone was in the middle of saying Krishma, and he became confused as to where he's up to, if he's at least sure of which paragraph he was in, then he should return to the beginning of that paragraph. If he remembers that he was between paragraphs, then he should return to the beginning of the second paragraph of V'Hayim Shemaya. Likewise, if he remembers that he had said the words Uchsavtem al Mezuzos Pesach, which appear in both the first and the second paragraph of Krishma, but he can't remember which of them he was up to, then he should go back to the first one. Rabbi Yochanan added that if he already said Leman Yibu Yumeichem, which is at the end of the second paragraph, he does not need to go back because we say Sircha Nakit V'Asi, he most likely said it out of habit. Upon hearing these words from Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Amin Rabbi Asi replied, Ilu Leibanu El Shmaya Davazeh Dayenu. It was worth coming just to hear these words. Rishonim debate what exactly Rabbi Yochanan meant by this. According to Rashi, he meant that even though usually, if you don't remember how far you got in a given parasha, you have to go back to the beginning of the parasha. However, if you remember that you said Leman Yibu Yumechem, then you can assume that you finished the rest of the Krishma. Since people are so fluent in the third parasha of Vayomer, we can assume that he also finished saying that parasha too. We then learned the next Mishnah, which discusses the problem of saying Krishma when one finds himself in a situation where it's difficult to concentrate. Zog the Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches us that laborers who are paid by the hour have a special dispensation to say Krishma even while perched on top of a tree or a wall, even though it might affect their ability to concentrate, since their time is not their own. The Chacham didn't want them to waste them climbing down. However, this leniency applies only to Krishma and not to Shemayin Esrei, since only the first pasuk requires Kavana by Krishma, as will be discussed later, whereas for Shemayin Esrei, concentration is required, as Rashi explains, that Tzlusa Rachmehi Ubayi Kavana, that Shemayin Esrei requires concentration. And because of the fear of falling, he won't be able to concentrate. The Mishnah continues. Chosn Pata Mikrishma Laila Rishayna. A chosn on his wedding night is exempt from saying Krishma since he's preoccupied with the mitzvah of consummating the marriage. Therefore, he won't be able to focus and have proper kavana. The Mishnah then tells us that despite teaching this aloha to his students, Rabbi Gamliel insisted on saying Krishma on the night of his own wedding, explaining that he was not willing to give up the mitzvah of saying Krishma even once. And as Tosis explains, that Rabbi Gamliel knew that he would be able to focus and have proper kavana. The Gemara began by saying that although laborers are allowed to say Krishma while on top of a tree, they should nevertheless pause until after the first parasha of Krishma, which has to be said with concentration, as we learn from the words Haski Sushma Yisrael, pay attention and hear Yisrael. The Gemara then went on to show how there is a distinction between Oisin Bisharan, workers who are paid actual wages, and Oisin Bisudasan, workers who are only provided with meals. Eisen Bisharan may only say Mi En Shemayin Esrei, a condensed version of Shemayin Esrei, as well as condensed version of Berachas Hamazon. On the other hand, Eisen Bisudasan may interrupt their work to say the full versions of Berachas Hamazon and Shemayin Esrei, as well as Krishma with its brachas. Avo Ein Yarden Lifnei Ateva Ve'Ein Noisin Kapein. However, even they shouldn't say Chazaras Hashatz, the Chazan's repetition of Shemayin Esrei, and also shouldn't Duchen, that is, they shouldn't say the Berachas Kehanim, the blessing of the Kehanim. In the Mishnah we learned, Chosn Potem Krishma. The Gemara went on to explain that a Chosn is exempt from Krishma because of the principle of Isig B'mitzah, Potem B'mitzah. Someone who is occupied with one mitzvah is exempt from the other mitzvahs. Therefore, a Chosn who is preoccupied with one mitzvah is exempt from having to concentrate on saying Krishma. The Mishnah on Amud Beis told us of two other halachas Rabbi Gamliel felt that he is exempt from. Avul Aser Lerchetz. But yet he bathed himself the night after his wife died. And Ein Mekablin Tanchumin Alavadim, and yet he accepted Tanchumin for his slave Tavi. The Gemara explained that Rabbi Gamliel allowed himself to bathe the night after his wife died because he holds that Aninus Laila Drabbanan, that is, the status of Aninus, which is the state of being an Avil, whom the Torah forbids to eat Maaser Sheni and Kachim, does not extend past the first day. The night following is only Drabbanan. Therefore, he held the Isser of bathing once past the first day does not extend to an Istinus, a very delicate person. As for his accepting Nichum Avelim for Tavi, although this is usually not allowed, as Taisus explains, because it might lead people to think that he was a full-fledged Jew, in this case it was permitted since Tavi Kasher Hoy, Tavi was worthy because he was a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara adds that In Imdim Aleim Beshura, we don't make set up rows of people to comfort the mourners after the funeral of a slave. And Ve'in Imrim Aleim Berchas Aveilim and Tanchume Aveilim. Also, we don't eulogize them. Biyosi said that if he was worthy, then we can at least eulogize him by saying that he was good and trustworthy and derived benefit from his own toil. But the Chacham disagrees, saying that if we allow that much hesped for Avadim, then Imkin Mahanachtu L'Chsherim, there's nothing left to be reserved for regular Jews. The Gemara concludes this discussion by teaching us that we don't give Avadim and Shvachis the honorary titles of Abba and Ima. Having introduced the concept of Abba and Ima as an honorary title, the Gemara then goes on to quote from a Braisa that says, Inkarin Avas El Shleisha, Ve'inkarin Imayis El Arba, that the title Abba and Ima, in the sense of patriarchs and matriarchs of the Jewish people, are reserved strictly for Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Towards the end of our Amid, the Gemara, continuing into tomorrow's daf, presented various Tanchumim petitions that the Chacham would say after Shemayna Esrei, many of which are well known and have been incorporated into our Siddur in various places.